It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're looking at a new admissions unit that's opened in Oshkosh that will expand Wisconsin's mental health services system. But first, let's circle around to WPR's Winter Member Drive for an update. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we have a special opportunity right now. It's a great time to donate because current members will add an extra $100 to every gift this hour. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Boost the impact of your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been getting an inside look at the Justice Department with a career federal prosecutor who spent 38 years in the Justice Department working for, at one point, seven presidential administrations, as well as Attorney General William Barr. If these are the kinds of conversations you appreciate, perspectives that you want to hear, then join in with your pledge. These are the kind of conversations you count on from the Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Then make your gift.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a really great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or that soda or a day of cell phone service.
A dollar a day comes out to $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge it to your credit card. Make your gift now in the amount that's right for you. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it.
I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Logical and persistent, that's what we like to be at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's listener support that is the biggest chunk of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount that you choose, whatever is logical to you, that is the right amount.
And I'm going to persistently tell you that at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts. The amount that you pay per month for Netflix or cable.
Or that coffee or that tea in my case, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, this hour, WPR will receive an additional $100 when you donate. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and increase the impact of your support.
Remember, as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have five chances to win a $500 travel agency gift card. No contribution necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details. And you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Your gift is powerful. We're persistent. Thank you so much for your support. Right now, we're talking about a new admissions unit that just opened at a psychiatric hospital in Oshkosh. The unit at Winnebago Mental Health Institute will focus on adult civil patients. These are people admitted because county health and human services staff and law enforcement, they found them to be dangerous to themselves or to others due to a mental health concern. This is the state's only facility that's required to accept anyone having a mental health crisis. What do you think about having just one of these hospitals? How does that affect care? What are your thoughts on the status of mental health services in our state? The conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Again, our conversation is at 800-642-1234. Jessica Andrews is director of the Winnebago Mental Health Institute in Oshkosh. Jesse, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited at the opportunity to share more about our facility and what we are doing to provide the best patient care possible.
Can you explain the services that this new admissions unit will provide?
Absolutely. Our new admissions unit and process officially opened on January 31st. The new admissions unit allows for a centralized intake and assessment process for our adult civil admissions. So it's provided a dedicated space to address the immediate needs of a new patient.
How many beds are in the unit?
So currently we have a total of 23 bedrooms. Some of them are double occupancy bedrooms. So based on individual needs, our patient census specifically can fluctuate a little bit over there. But we oftentimes have about 24 patients.
What is the need, as you see it, for adult civil patients? What are the needs there?
Well, individuals are coming in, after having a crisis-type situation or in the midst of a crisis. And as you had shared with the listeners, they're civil patients, so they're coming in through a Chapter 51 process. People who have, there's concern that they are potentially a harm to themselves or others. Sometimes they're in acute crisis or in an acute psychiatric situation. So when they are first admitted, they do require an intense level of care and treatment by our staff.
What were you seeing and doing before this unit opened with civil patients?
With the adult civil patients, we were admitting patients to about 5 different units throughout our hospital, so they could be going to different units, different buildings. So it wasn't a centralized intake or a specialized assessment and stabilization area. So establishing the assessment and stabilization area in our new admission unit will and separating it from other services, we'll be able to create specialized therapeutic environments in other areas of our hospital. So now we will be able to, if an individual requires a brief hospitalization of a few days or less, they will remain right on that admissions unit for intense specialized treatment until they're stable. They will be discharged back to the community with a comprehensive discharge plan that will include aftercare as needed. Individuals who might require a bit of a longer hospitalization, longer than 3 to 5 days, will then be transferred to a different unit in our hospital that will specialize in the treatment that patient is, appears to be of the best benefit. So whatever is clinically indicated for that particular patient will be able to have specialty units that will provide that level of treatment and care in order to safely discharge them back to the community.
We're talking with Jesse Andrews, director of the Winnebago Mental Health Institute in Oshkosh. We're talking about a new unit there that's focused on adult civil patients. Do you work at a psychiatric hospital? Are you seeing a current worker shortage? Will the new unit at Winnebago help alleviate a shortage of beds where you are? Join in at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. So, Jesse, the Winnebago Mental Health Institute draws patients from all the counties in the state. Why is that?
Well, we are the identified hospital in the state to accept civil admissions as long as there is, the appropriate legal status through 51 and county authorization. We are required to admit all of the patients and provide them the care that they need. Statewide, there appears to be and there has been a shortage of access to psychiatric and community mental health treatment, which is an initiative that we are certainly working on and working to remedy. But individuals are coming in, again, in a state of crisis and sometimes need a higher level of care to keep them safe until the crisis is over and we're able to address their immediate treatment needs.
So Winnebago is essentially the really only state facility that can provide this level of emergency care. Does one facility for 72 counties create challenges?
It absolutely does. We do have at times a high amount of admission rate, and sometimes we have some issues with our patient census being rather large. I think this admissions unit is really going to assist us in streamlining that. You know, we also have an obligation for individuals who really only need a brief hospitalization to really expedite that. So one of our goals, and I think a goal that we can accomplish with this admissions unit, is to decrease the length of stay, the amount of time a patient needs to remain at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which would in turn then cause a less disruption in their lives. So we're really hoping to move in that direction. I feel very strongly that this is something that's going to be effective and provide better patient care, both for individuals who don't require a very long hospitalization and for some who require a little bit of a longer time to receive the specialty services that are needed for them.
Is the patient census, the number of patients that you're caring for, is it higher and lower in any type of pattern? What do you see there in terms of when you're just being, you know, hammered with so many patients versus times where there's less of that flux?
Mm-hmm. It tends to be, and it's a little bit different for our youth population and our adult population. We tend to see an increase in our youth admissions more in the wintertime, in the spring. And I do want to make note, the admissions unit is for adults only. Our youth population continues to be admitted through the same process, and they have a specialized treatment unit just for our youth. I would say even for adults, it tends to be more of the fall through spring. We tend to have higher admission and census times.
Let's bring in Nora now in Milwaukee. Hi, Nora.
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
I guess my question is with the Behavioral Health Division closing down a lot of their long-term care units, and we have just, you know, an issue with the whole Chapter 51 process, and I work in mental health as an executive director here in Milwaukee, and one thing I'm finding is that we let people, you know, we bring them in for 2-3 days, medicate them, and send them back out, and we really haven't had enough time to stabilize these individuals. Do y'all have a team that really evaluates them and has a really good care plan for them so that they're just not being pushed out in the 72-hour mark?
That is an excellent question, and thank you for asking that. That is exactly what we have created here with our admissions unit. So when an individual is admitted there, they're going to have the same core team, this team. We work with multidisciplinary teams in all of our units. This particular team will have has psychiatrists, social workers, nursing staff, and therapeutic services staff, and the primary focus is to complete a rapid and very thorough assessment for that individual and immediately identify what their needs are. So if somebody looks like we're not quite sure, or they need to stay a little bit longer, they're going to be able to do that. So the goal is not to rush people out the door, but rather really hone in and really do a thorough, excellent assessment. So we're identifying their needs as quickly as possible and providing them with the treatment they need also as quickly as possible. So it's sort of like a triage space, if you will. It's something that, you know, might be familiar to people to put it in those terms. The other benefit to this is with having a core multidisciplinary team that's primarily handling the adult civil admissions, our community stakeholders, which are primarily our county human service agencies, our community programs, and our court systems, are going to know, going to have that streamlined communication. They're going to know the individuals working on the team. They're going to know our clinicians and our providers, and they're going to have a better path to communication and have a better understanding of what's happening over there. So it's going to assist us as well with the court work we do with individuals who may need to return to court or go to like a probable cause hearing. So we'll have that specialized ability to provide the testimony needed,
Nora,
to make sure patients are getting the help they need.
Nora, thanks for the call. Jesse, the Winnebago Mental Health Institute has had workforce shortages, challenges there. What is staffing and retention at the institute like currently?
Mm-hmm. We have seen a recent improvement, which has been great. Our the 2019-2021 state budget included funding to hire staff for this admissions unit and also to enhance some of the community mental health services in support of our citizens. Since that, we've seen a major improvement. We've also been able to have a reclassification of our psychiatric care technicians to a psychiatric care technician advanced position, which put them at a higher rate of pay. That has greatly improved our candidate pool, and it's also improved our employee retention and employee morale. So those have been really two huge benefits lately that we are really grateful for.
As we start to wrap up here, Governor Evers has said improving access to mental health is a priority for his administration. Where are more resources needed?
That's a difficult question to answer specifically, because really statewide there are different areas that thrive and that have areas of deficits. But I couldn't agree with the governor more. And increasing access to mental health care in the community, really the goal is to decrease psychiatric hospitalizations and prevent crisis before they occur. So when our citizens are going to have more access to integrated health care in the community before a crisis happens, it's going to be the best case scenario for all parties involved. Community programs are really working hard. We have two bureaus in our Division of Care and Treatment Services that are really working hard to increase services. So there's a lot of really active work going on in our statewide mental health system. And it's really very exciting to be a part of that. I think that a lot of really fabulous changes are going to be made and great improvements in the provision of care, both in community settings and in our facility settings.
Jesse, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share about our facility.
Jesse Andrews is director of the Winnebago Mental Health Institute in Oshkosh. Call 211 to learn about mental health services available near you. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.